And we're getting set for the nightcap. The boys contest between Hiawatha and Royal Valley from the Roundhouse. Good crowd on hand. Big win for the Royal Valley girls in the first game tonight. If you're just joining us, they ran away with it over Hiawatha, 61-30. Panthers getting their second win of the year. Redhawks dropping to 3-4 on the girls' side. But let's get set for the boys' game tonight. Royal Valley, they come in at 3-3. Hiawatha comes in at 2-4. We expect a potential good game here tonight. We also said that about the girls' game, and it turned to be a 31-point blowout. But, again, two teams that lost quite a bit from last year. Royal Valley has surprised us a little bit. They were the league champs, made it all the way to a state championship game. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they've played okay, sitting here at 3-3, and going to try to put the finishing touches on a potential sweep here to start 23.
Yeah, and similar to their girls team, they played some of the top teams on the boys' side already. We had them up at Sabessa. They played that game down to the wire, lost by 6. We had them right before break when they played Perry, and that was a close game for Perry. Made a big second-half run. So, I mean, they're 3-3, but they have two quality losses, so they're just like their girls team, they're a lot better than the record shows. They played some of the top teams in the league. They played them close. And then for Hiawatha, you know, they got a big win over Troy on the road early in the year. That was a team that was ranked high. They dealt with some injuries, Troy has. But, you know, Hiawatha is a team, like I said, the Big 7 is going to beat up on you. And this could be a good one tonight. And it's going to come down to what can Preston Ross do. Because he was really impressed at both times we've seen him so far this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's dive into it and let's get right into the starting lineups. And we'll start with the Panthers under fourth-year head coach Chris Brown. 3 wins and 3 losses. They're 2-3 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this. Trayson Murata is a 5'10 senior guard at just under 10 points per game. Aiden McKenzie joins him in the backcourt. He is a 5'9 junior at 3 points per game. Daniel Coleman's a 6'2 senior at 9 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. And we mentioned Preston Ross, the transfer from Washburn Rural, 6'4 senior at 12.7 points per game and just under 5 rebounds. Ross is the leading scorer for the Panthers. And then Ian Torres, a 6'2 junior at 8.5 points per game. So again, for Chris Brown, fourth-year head coach, in Royal Valley, it's Verada, McKenzie, Coleman, Ross, and Torres. For Gary Smith, fifth-year head coach for Hiawatha, the Redhawks are 2-4. They are 1-2 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this. Ashton Rocky, a lone returning starter from a year ago, the 5'10 senior in the backcourt at 4 points per game. Malachi Isaac, a 5'8 senior, joins him there at under 2 points per game. Cameron Boswell, the leading scorer, 6-foot sophomore, heck of a three-point shooter, already 16 threes made this year at a 40% clip. He averages just shy of 13 a game. Caden Morton's a 6'3 junior at 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. And David Keogh down low, 6'4 senior at just under 4 points and 5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Redhawks, it is Rocky, Isaac, Boswell, Morton, and Keogh. Redhawks 7-16 a year ago, and as we mentioned before, Panthers again, 3 straight league championships. They made the state title game a year ago, lost all their starters, a brand new look, but a 3-3 start, and they have played very well here early on in the season. All purple uniforms for Royal Valley, the home whites for the Redhawks. It was all Royal Valley in the girls' game. Panthers will look to sweep it in the nightcap. Redhawks will go right to left. Panthers from left to right. The home team Redhawks win the opening tip, and we are underway with our second of two games tonight. Here's Keogh at the right elbow, man-to-man defense for the Panthers. It's Rocky who had it knocked away in a quick steal by Royal Valley. Get it up the floor. Inside shot is up through some contact, and that is good for Preston Ross. A 2-0 start for Royal Valley as they get a bucket in transition, and not quite 30 seconds in. Boswell's first touch. Isaac now up top. Looks left. Goes back to Boswell right side. This is Morton with the basketball. Gets a cutting Rocky. Layup blocked by Torres and a rebound stripped away by Murata. Now he pushes the tempo far sideline. McKenzie in the corner. Up top it goes to Coleman. Coleman looks right. Gets it to Ross on the wing. Gets by Keogh. Takes it all the way. Throws up a shot. No good. Tip to the three-point line. Murata gets it. Now Coleman a three. And he got it. Daniel Coleman from downtown. Good find for Murata with the assist. And it's a 5-0 start for Royal Valley. And Murata deflects a pass out of bounds, and the Redhawks will keep it. Good quick start for the Panthers. A 5-0 burst, a minute 5 into the game. That three by Coleman. Hasn't hit it at a great clip, just 21% on the year. Keough finds it inside, quickly doubled, finds an opening and puts it up and in. David Keough, 6'4 senior, gets Hiawatha on the board. It's 5-2. Now we're seeing the Redhawks here throwing a lot of pressure in the full court. Coleman gets by a couple defenders. Now McKenzie has it in the corner. Torres at the elbow, hands it back to Ross up top. Just past 90 seconds into this first period. Murata kicks, Torres right corner. Now drives, spins in the lane, and it's good. Ian Torres, a finesse finish. Three have scored, and it's a 7-2 lead for the Panthers. Redhawks in their last game out prior to the break. They beat Riverside 35-34. That game was at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. It was back on December 19th. Here's Boswell, top of the key. Why not? The lefty fires and connects on a triple. There it is. It is Boswell, a very good shooter, one of the best in the league. His 17th three made, and it's 7-5. The Redhawks back to within two, and then they come away with a steal and then a foul on Royal Valley.
Yeah, Murata tried to come across Keough there and ran into his body trying to come across and get a steal. So that's a big-time foul early in the game. He's got to be careful. He's a key facilitator for this team.
Royal Valley with the 7-5 lead, 5:40 to go, first quarter. Redhawks chance to tie or take their first lead potentially on a three. Here's Boswell, had it knocked away from Coleman, and then he shovels it inside. Murata comes away with a steal. Launching a pass up the floor, Coleman left side going baseline, and he is bumped and fouled in the corner. First foul against Hiawatha, this one against Isaac. The Panthers will throw it in underneath their own bucket with a 7-5 lead, early portions of the first quarter, and it's tipped away by Morton, and he comes away with a steal. Both teams with two early turnovers. Here's Boswell splitting a double, flips up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Morton. He puts it back up. That one is no good. And then Torres clearing that second miss for Royal Valley. Here's McKenzie in the right corner, turns down a three. Coleman chasing it at the midcourt stripe, picks it up, guarded by Morton. Nice pass to Murata, trying to get by Rocky, and they get Rocky with a little bit of an elbow there. And Rocky picks up the foul with 4:56 to go in this first quarter, 7-5, Panthers by two. Here's Coleman up top, left side pass. Now Ross, a baseline drive, cut off by Keough, and he steps on the baseline, a turnover. Good defense inside by Keough, cutting off that drive. Third turnover by the Panthers. Another opportunity for the Redhawks to tie or take the lead. Boswell around a curl. Isaac up top. Looks left. Gets it to Boswell there. Now Morton has it. Holding it high. Gets Rocky on a cut. Stops on the block. A little turnaround is up and good. Nicely done. Ashton Rocky. A little soft touch off the rim. And we're tied at seven. Bringing up that pressure again. Ross up to McKenzie. Bounce pass to Torres. Beautifully done on the execution. Torres an easy two. It's 9-7. Good back and forth as we're coming up on the halfway point of the first quarter. 9-7 Panthers. Boswell to Morton inside. Layup good. Nice feed there by Boswell for the assist. A 9-9 tie. And another foul. Deep into the backcourt. It's Malachi Isaac who quickly now has two, and that'll bring up Zachary Kappelman, a senior off the bench.
Yeah, and Lucas Frakes is going to replace Aiden McKenzie on their side, so each team going to their first sub at the same time, about halfway through this fourth quarter. It's been a very entertaining back and forth 9-9 game, hot start by Royal Valley, but Hiawatha's clawed their way back into it.
Yeah, 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, first quarter, a 9-9 tie. Franks, his first touch, gets it to Murata in the corner. He's doubled, had it knocked away from behind, and Morton comes away with a steal. Nicely done. Kappelman, his first touch, gets it right back from Boswell, shaded a little more to his right, gets on the wing, turns on Franks, fires the shot, no good. Morton had it knocked away, and it's picked up by Franks. Bounces it over to Murata. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter, a 9-9 tie. Now the Redhawks going zone here, as they find Torres in the middle of it, who hop steps through two, but he missed the layup and a rebound for Keough. Keough up to Rocky. Rocky pushing the tempo a little bit. Shoves it to Boswell in the right corner. Hand down, man down for three. Not this time. Coleman the rebound. And now he'll slow up the tempo a little bit with 3-plus minutes to go in the period and a 9-9 tie. We saw man-to-man early by the Redhawks. Now they sit back here in a zone. Coleman cuts through. Nothing there in the corner. Murata gets it left wing. Closed out by Boswell. Now Franks back to Coleman. Rifles it to Ross inside. Reverse layup pure. Nicely done. That is Preston Ross now with 4. 11-9 our score. And quickly back up the floor is Boswell, who lays it in for 2, who had 7 of the 11 Hiawatha points in the first quarter. Torres gets it past Boswell up the floor to Ross. Ross slowing it down, waiting for his teammates to get back up. We're tied at 11 with 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Coleman, a little pull-up from the left corner is no good. Rebound for Boswell. The lefty right down the middle of the floor. Keogh, right side, diving to the block and throws up a shot, and it's good. David Keogh through traffic. He's got 4. 13-11, the Redhawks with their first lead. Here's Franks in the right corner for Royal Valley. Picks up the dribble prematurely. Now looking for Torres inside. Gets it to him. He gets underneath. Reverse layup. Good. Nicely done by Ian Torres, who now has 6. Tied at 13. Back and forth we go. Kappelman up top. This is Rocky. A lazy screen by Keogh. But now Boswell back up top to Kappelman. Puts it on the dribble. Kicks it right into the corner. Now Rocky will reset up top. 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. 13-13 tie. It's been good so far. Boswell back up top to Morton. Morton holds it high. And it's tipped into the backcourt and just saved by Boswell, avoiding a turnover there. Redhawks taking some time off the clock here late in the first quarter. Keogh in the left corner. Long pass to Rocky right wing. Now Boswell in the corner. Steps into the lane, kicks it back out. This is Rocky again, hop step, a little floater is good off the window. Rocky with 4, and it's 15-13, Redhawks by 2. And now a turnover, Rocky back to Morton, ball faking on Coleman, layup good. Morton, his first bucket, another Royal Valley turnover, and a timeout on the floor. 17-13, Redhawks by 4. Believe it is a 30. Panthers head coach Chris Brown discussing something with the official. He didn't like something.
Yeah, the guy that was guarding the inbound pass had his foot on the end line there, and that should be at least a warning that he's going over the line that you have to inbound the ball. He had his foot on the red line. I think the official just didn't see him. I think kind of told Coach Brown, hey, that's my bad. I missed that one, but a good start here for Hiawatha. They've spread it out, and they've used tempo. They're a little bit of up-tempo here, and against Royal Valley, getting up and down the floor. They, after a little bit of a slow start, they hold a four-point lead here late.
17-13, Redhawks by 4. We got 49 seconds left here in the first quarter. 5 turnovers in the period for Royal Valley. And we're seeing that because the Redhawks, numerous occasions, forcing the pressure in transition and putting some pressure on in the full court. Out of the timeout, Royal Valley with the ball down 4. Walking it up from left to right is Murata. Near sideline, and the Redhawks go back to man-to-man. Here's Ross on the right wing. Spins away from Keogh, now curls, kicks. Murata left wing for 3, short. And it is McKenzie who gets the offensive rebound. 30 seconds to go, Panthers another try. Torres driving from the left corner, shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound underneath, puts it back up. That one is no good, and they're going to get McKenzie on a foul over the back of Morton. But Torres had an opportunity for a second chance putback, and then Morton with a good box out there and a foul on McKenzie, and that is his first. But now the Redhawks a chance with the 4-point lead and 20 seconds to go to get the final shot of the quarter. Here's Rocky, right side pass, it goes to Boswell. Into the corner with Morton, back up top to Rocky on the wing, skips it, they set it up for Boswell, tees up a 3, he got it. 10 in the first quarter for Boswell, it's 20-13, couple seconds to go, and they don't get a shot up in time, and that will end the first period. 10 in the quarter for Cameron Boswell, and the Redhawks are out to a 20-13 first quarter lead. Second quarter coming up your way after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha out to a 20-13 lead over Royal Valley. Brennan Tam and Trenton Craxton with you. Really good start again for the Redhawks offensively, as the Panthers will have the first possession, and a travel is going to be called against Murata, trying to drive in and then lay it off to Hamas, who just checked in. Royal Valley with six turnovers here in the first half. Redhawks get it back, their first touch of the second period, leading 20-13. Keo gets it in the right corner. Hamas, not much of a quick close. This is Zachary Kappelman who has it back to Keo in the corner. Keo looking, not using the dribble, and then throws a lazy pass, and it's taken away. Coleman in transition. He missed the layup. He wanted a foul, but no call. And a rebound cleared away by Rocky. And I think a timeout's going to be called by Gary Smith, Hiawatha head coach.
Yeah, that's a bad miss on the referees. You know, they missed that one. Coleman definitely got fouled from behind there. And
yeah, he did. They looked like it.
That was just a bad miss. And, you know, sometimes you got to live with that, but... got to go down and get a finish. Hopefully come back down and score if you're Royal Valley. Just can't worry about stuff like that. But
so I had it missed in the book here. I mentioned Boswell with 10 points. He actually has 8 in the first half. Caden Morton with 4. David Keough with 4. Ashton Rocky with 4. So pretty balanced scoring here early for the Redhawks. Torres has 6 to lead Royal Valley. They also got 4 from Ross and 3 by Coleman. Out of that quick 30-second timeout, again, all of our timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Redhawks walk it up the floor with a 7-point lead early in the second quarter. 20-13 is the score. Morton on the block, turning a triple team. Somehow got it up. It's no good. Keo flies in for the rebound, and he puts it up and in off the back 10. Second chance bucket for David Keo. He's got 6. Largest lead for the Redhawks at 22-13. Good bounce pass inside, easy layup for Connor Hamas, the 6'4 senior, who hasn't played a whole lot in the 5 games he has seen, but a big bucket there. There's a missed 3, offensive rebound for Keo, and a whistle and a foul, I believe underneath on Royal Valley, as Keo grabbed that offensive rebound. That was Hamas who picked up the foul, his first. And both teams now with 3 fouls apiece. Murata, Hamas off. So on the floor for Royal Valley, Coleman, Franks, McKenzie, Torres, and Ross. Redhawks to throw it in, up 7. Isaac gets it in the corner, picks it up on the wing. Back to Keo in the left corner. 1 dribble skip. Kappelman nearly drugged the pivot foot and got called for a travel, but instead he's going to throw it away. Picked off there by McKenzie, 4th turnover by the Redhawks. Franks open in the corner for 3. He got it. The corner 3 is the way to go. And Franks is on the board, just a 17% 3-point shooter. Just like that, a 4-point game, 22-18. And now Franks deflecting one in the backcourt and coming away with a steal. Good start here by a couple of the second teamers here for Royal Valley. Torres trying to do too much. He had it knocked away and another turnover. Kappelman comes away with that steal. Redhawks get it back, leading by 4, 2 minutes in to this second quarter. 22-18 is the tally. We see the Panthers here going zone. Isaac, a touch pass into the corner to Keough. Right back to Rocky. Right back to Keo. Keo in the left corner. Now a long skip pass to Isaac, who then touches it to Rocky on the right corner. Now a pass deflected by Morton and away from him, and it's going to be another steal. Royal Valley forcing some turnovers here. Now Coleman pulls from 18. It's an air ball. A rebound by Kappelman, and now Kappelman pushing the tempo himself. A floater in the lane is no good. And Ross with the rebound, but then he stepped out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover.
Yeah.
What a frantic pace here.
Yeah, Hiawatha's gotten a little bit sloppy, throwing some very soft passes, just hanging in the air for a long time. And then the Royal Valley scored a couple buckets, but an unnecessary long two by Coleman there that didn't draw anything and heard a little bit from the pep section.
So Boswell throws it in. They try to set it back up to him in the corner for three. You could argue, let me go back and look at the total numbers, but he is by far one of the best three-point shooters in this league. Hits it over 40%. And they always say lefties have the better shot. And you could see how McKenzie's just running with Boswell, not giving him any room. Here's Isaac who has it now, but Boswell does get a touch. Right back to Isaac in the left corner. Up top to Rocky. 3 minutes gone by, five to go, second quarter, 22-18 Redhawks. Boswell on a drive, got the nice feed inside from Rocky. Boswell for two, he's got 10.
Yeah, when you're being face guard like that, backdoor cuts are wide open. That was a smart play by Boswell there to get the easy two.
24-18, 6-point Redhawks lead. Coleman has it up top for Royal Valley. Guarded by Morton. Murata left side to McKenzie. McKenzie bouncing it to Torres, and then Isaac's going to pick up a foul from behind, and that's his third.
Yeah, that's not a smart play. You know you have two, and you've got to give up the position there, and you're always going to get called for a foul when you reach around someone when you're directly behind them.
Preston Ross going to check back in here for Royal Valley, also back into the game. So we're going to see for a first time here is Connor Kettler, a sophomore now appearing in his third game, getting some minutes here in the first half for the Redhawks. Ross getting it in off the inbounds pass, backs up to the left wing, crossing over Morton, gets all the way inside. Good pass into the right corner. McKenzie a three. It is nothing but net. McKenzie off the assist by Ross, gets it to a 24-21 game. Coleman, or I should say that was Boswell, excuse me, who tried to answer, but Ross gathering the miss, and a three would tie the game. Here's McKenzie back in the right corner. Murata over the top. Torres inside, and he is fouled, and he will shoot two. Good entry pass from Murata. Torres with good positioning there, and he'll shoot two at the line.
And they're going to get Boswell, but like you said, the good entry pass has set it up, and you're getting it to a 70% free throw shooter in Ian Torres.
Torres is 70% at the line. He misses the first. The Royal Valley team averaging 49 points per game. Coming in, certainly on pace for that. And that's an 0-for-2 trip there for Torres. He misses them both, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Nearly turned it over, but the Redhawks get it across half court. Rocky, a right side pass to Kettler. Sophomore cuts through, not there. Up top to Boswell. 3:45 to go, first half, 24-21. Redhawks by three, but with the ball in hand. Here's Keo from the left corner, had it partially blocked away, and then Morton had it knocked away and a steal. Torres comes away with it. Another turnover for Hiawatha. Another chance to tie. Franks will try to tie it for three. He missed it. Tipped up in the air a couple of times, and finally Rocky the rebound for Hiawatha. That was a quick one-and-done possession there for the Panthers. Keo in the left corner, drives it in, nearly traveled with it, but gets it off to Boswell. Back to Keo, who now fires a three. This one off the back iron, no good. Rebound Murata. 3:05 to go, first half, 24-21. The offenses have hit a lull, and another missed three, and a rebound for Morton this time. Another one-and-done possession. Panthers going real quick, not doing a lot offensively here in the last couple minutes. Both teams have actually gotten pretty cold offensively, and right when I say that, Redhawks head coach Gary Smith wants a timeout, and it's a full, so we'll step aside as well. 2:50 to go, first half, Redhawks 24, Panthers 21. Back in a tight 60, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Some other scores from around the area. Some girls' finals from earlier tonight. Jackson Heights. Cobras win now their 51st league game in a row. They beat McLeod 76-41. Also, Meadowlark Conference play. Highland Park beating Atchison tonight. Again, that's a girls' final, 56-40. Holton beat Sabetha tonight, 45-42. Mary Lukert led the way for Sabetha. She had 20, but a big win for the Blue Jays over the Wildcats earlier tonight. We got a 24-21 game here, and the Redhawks out of the timeout. Morton inside, missing the shot over a couple defenders. Rebound for Coleman. And once again, this might be the fourth or fifth time a three could tie it. We've been stuck on 24-21, feel like, for the last 2 or 3 minutes. Redhawks look to be back in man-to-man up top with Ross. Right side pass to Coleman. Closed out by Boswell. Now Murata gets it. Left side pass to McKenzie. Short corner left. That's Ross pulling up Murata from the free throw line. Got the buckets in. Murata, his first bucket. All five starters have now scored for the Panthers. They're back to within one. 24-23. Boswell missing a wide open layup, driving from the left corner. Thomas the rebound. Now the Panthers can take the lead here. 2 minutes to go until halftime. They're down by one, 24-23. Here's Ross, left corner. Nice fired pass to Coleman. He'll step into a two, and that's pure swish. Daniel Coleman now with five. And just like that, the Panthers have retaken the lead. It's 25-24. Good quarter here by the Panthers. Coming up on the final 90 seconds of the first half, Boswell kicks it left. That's Kettler, the sophomore, in. Now Rocky has it up top, knocked away by McKenzie. They get it to Morton. Nice pass to Boswell, closed out by Ross quickly. Murata reading that pass, and he comes away with a steal. Murata coast to coast, and his layup is good. Grayson Murata, back-to-back buckets. He has four. 27-24, Panthers now lead it by three. And another lazy pass. Kettler throws it away. Murata again in transition. Lost his footing, and he's called for a travel. Man.
Man, he still got the bucket to go as he was falling down. But
He was hoping to maybe get the foul, but he did not. Just lost his footing there. But 63 seconds to go. Redhawks get it back, and they're down three. 27-24. Hiawatha, again, had a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They're now down three as we're closing in on halftime. Good second quarter here for the Panthers. Here's Kappelman up top to Rocky, touching one inside to Morton. He's fouled from behind by Hamas. That'll be his second. Just the fourth team foul against Royal Valley. 46 seconds to go. Hiawatha will throw it in underneath their own bucket, down three. Rocky to throw it in, looking for Morton inside. Touches it right into him. Now Kappelman has it left wing. Rocky up top, steps to the left, and fires a three. This one is no good. In and out. And Morton gets the offensive rebound. Second chance. 35 seconds to go. Kappelman drives. Throws one up. That one is no good. Now Keogh gets the rebound. He'll put that one up. That's no good. And it's out of bounds to Royal Valley. How about that, Trenton? Three opportunities there for the Redhawks. Just nothing's going down, it seems like, here in the final few minutes.
Yeah, and every shot was heavily contested, though. So as they're getting to the rim, though, Amis and Coleman were there to put their hands up and at least jump up and contest to make it a heavily contested shot. So, and eventually get a team defensive rebound as it goes out of bounds.
So 24 seconds and counting. They get it up the floor, does Royal Valley. Up three, now 20 to go, and it looks like they'll hold for the final shot.
That's a smart play.
So Ross hands it off to Murata, dribbling waist high with the right hand, down to 11 seconds, working it right, stops on the wing, guarded by Rocky, down to 7 seconds, Coleman has it left wing, 5 seconds to work, back to Murata, high left on the wing, 2 seconds for Coleman, gets around the screen, a 3 at the buzzer is good! Daniel Coleman, a big time 3 at the buzzer, and it's now 30-24 at halftime. Daniel Coleman, his second triple, he's got 8, and a monster shot to close the half. For Royal Valley, 30-24 is their lead. The last second heater there by Daniel Coleman. Halftime is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Panthers by six. We'll talk about it more when we come back on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Halftime festivities continuing here from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha High School. Red Hawk boys trailing Royal Valley 30-24. Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Craxner, also Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer. How about that second quarter from Royal Valley? They got down 20-13 at the end of one. They go on a 17-4 second quarter run, and they get a three at the buzzer by Daniel Coleman. All five starters have scored for Royal Valley in a heck of a second quarter to give them a lead.
Yeah, and Daniel Coleman hit some shots, and Tracy Murata got a couple buckets. And he only has 4 points, but they're more aggressive defensively, getting steals and getting out and running. That kind of spurred them to get back, and then hit a couple threes down the stretch. But, you know, Hiawatha kind of got lazy with the ball, throwing some very, like, soft passes that's hung in the air forever, and that's turnovers are going to hurt you in order to score the ball. You can't get a shot because you're turning it over. But Boswell didn't shoot that much in that second quarter, it didn't feel like. And, you know, he had some open looks. It felt like he turned it down, and Keo and Morton didn't really do a whole lot on the inside. They kind of dominated that first quarter, where it was like Keo and Morton were getting a lot of offensive rebounds and stick backs. They're at the right spot. But, you know, you're only down six, though. You know, a bad second quarter, but you had such a good first quarter where you're still only down six and you get the ball coming out of the half. So nothing to be down about if you're Hiawatha. You're still right in this ball game.
Panthers again entered tonight's game with a record of 3-3. The Red Hawks were 2-4. Let's go through the numbers here in the first half. We'll start with the Panthers. All five starters have scored. Daniel Coleman leads the way with 8. They got 6 from Ian Torres, 4 apiece from Trayson Murata and Preston Ross. They also got 3 from Aiden McKenzie. And then off the bench, Lucas Franks with a 3 and Connor Hamas with 2. Hiawatha, they were led by Cam Boswell, 10 points in the first half. They got 6 from David Keough, 4 apiece from Ashton Rocky and Caden Morton. 9 turnovers for Hiawatha, 8 turnovers for Royal Valley, both teams with 12 rebounds. Panthers, the only free throws in the first half, Royal Valley just 1-2 at the free throw line. Redhawks did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Panthers 30, Redhawks 24, another timeout. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. Workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Community Hospital is now partnering with Integrative Health Centers to provide behavioral, mental, and counseling psychiatric services for both children and adults. Behavioral health services now being included via telemedicine. Areas of focus include psychiatric, medication management, and individual and family care. Call Holton Family Medicine today at 785-364-2126 to schedule your appointment or to find out further information of how Holton Community Hospital and Holton Family Medicine can help you in assisting with behavioral health services.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime once again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. A couple minutes until we start the second half of this boys game, and the Panthers with a 17-4 second quarter to jump back out in front, leading here at Hiawatha 30-24. As we look towards the second half, adjustments. What do you see from either side and trying to pull out a win here tonight?
For Hiawatha, get back to what you're doing in that first quarter. Be strong with the ball and attack the glass. I mean, it evened out in that second half, that second quarter where it was 12-12, but you have the height advantage on the inside. Be strong with the ball. Don't throw no lazy pass like they did that last half of that second quarter, you know. You know, try and get some looks for Cameron Boswell on the outside. Like I say, he's a 42% shooter from the outside. But for Royal Valley, carry that momentum that you had. I mean, Daniel Coleman knocked down some shots. You got to get Trace and Murata going. We called him twice, and it seems like Murata hasn't done a lot in the two games that we've called this year, but he kind of got going with a couple steals and run out layups in that second half. Let's see if they can get him more involved. And Preston Ross had a quiet first half after those four early points in the game.
Panthers leading it 30-24. We'll take a final 60-second timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's the one New Year's resolution you will look forward to keeping? How about the easy way you can manage your money with the Union State Bank mobile app? Hi, this is Ashley of Union State Bank of Horton. Did you know our mobile app makes your financial life simpler? With on-the-go bill paying, balance transfers, budget trackers, and so much more? Visit www.mybankusb.com to learn more today. And feel great about your New Year's resolution well past the month of January. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, let's go. Second half is starting up here. Redhawks trailing the Panthers 30-24 as they will get the ball. We switch sides. Redhawks now going from left to right. Let's do it. Second half underway. Panthers looking for a sweep. Royal Valley girls won big in the first game. They set it up for Morton inside. Beautifully done. Out of the break, and Morton has a quick two.
Yeah, Royal Valley went zone there, and they might get a run out because of the pressure. They will. Nice finish by McKenzie in traffic, but they used a big-to-big screen right there. They had Keogh's screen for Morton for an easy deuce.
Two quick buckets for both teams, 32-26, Panthers 5-6. Boswell open in the corner for three. Not this time. It's off the heel. Malachi Isaac going up high for a rebound, and now a second chance op for the Redhawks. Rocky a three. Left wing, no good. Boswell an offensive rebound. Gets it off to Isaac Keogh in the corner. Third try here on this possession. They're back-to-back offensive rebounds on a couple of misses. Rocky touching it to Morton. Boswell right side. Wants to go baseline. Cut off by Ross. Dumps it down to Morton. Left side pass to Isaac for three. That one is good. Malachi Isaac has taken four threes this year. He has made three of them. And it's a three-point game, 32-29. Redhawks deflecting a pass out of bounds. Panthers will keep it right near midcourt. Into the front court is Murata. McKenzie has it in the right corner. Up top it goes to Coleman. Coleman looking a little bit. Gets it off back to McKenzie in the corner. They bounce it inside. Torres on the block. Gets the positioning and lays it up for two. Torres with 8 points. 34-29. Panthers back in front by five. About 90 seconds into this third quarter. Here is Isaac up top. Ball fixed on Coleman. Right side pass to Boswell. Lazy pass. That one is taken away. 10 turnovers for Hiawatha. Coleman in transition. Missed the layup and a rebound for Morton. Probably want that one back if you're Coleman. And now a foul on Rocky. It's either going to be Torres or Murata who gets this foul. And they get Murata.
Him and Torres were harassing him in the backcourt, and Murata body checked him, so an easy call there for the ref. But pace has definitely picked up so far to start this first 2 minutes of the second half.
6:13, clock moving, third quarter. Panthers 34, Redhawks 29. Here's Boswell, right wing, long pass lifted to Isaac, going up and getting it. Top of the key, right side pass to Rocky. 2 minutes in, six to go, third quarter. 5-point lead for the Panthers. Redhawks trying to chip away. They go inside to Morton. Nice body control, and Morton lays it up and in, who now has eight. Pretty balanced scoring for both teams.
Yeah, they're going to maybe feast inside because they're running a box and one right now on Cam Boswell, so they're going to get trouble on Coleman. But they're running a box and one right now, so with the 6-4 and 6-3 on the inside, you know, you got a height advantage, so let's see if they exploit that.
So a three-ball chance to tie here for Hiawatha, trailing 34-31, still early portions of the third quarter. This is Isaac with the basketball, right-side pass to Keogh, who drives in, gets it to Morton at the free throw line, turns back inside to Keogh, ball fakes, another chance, throws it up, no good, but he gets the contact and will shoot two.
They got Preston Ross down there. Maybe a little bit of a bailout there for Keogh, but the ref had a better view than I did. Didn't look like a whole lot from where we're sitting.
Keogh's been good at the line. He's 7 of 9, 78%, rattles in the first free throw. Now 7 in the game for Keogh. As a team, Hiawatha, 58% at the line. Keogh knocks in the second as well. He's got 8. 34-33, Panthers lead is trimmed to 1 with 5:20 to go in the third. They bring back that full court pressure again, but the Panthers break it. Get it in the front court and back to Murata, high right. Murata drives, hesitation, gets underneath the bucket past Rocky and lays it in. Nicely done, Trayson Murata. And he's got 6. 36-33, Panthers, 3 minutes into the third. Here's Rocky, drives, layup, short. Tipped in the air a couple times. Coleman the rebound for Royal Valley.
Man, they just went straight man that time, went out of the box, kind of changing things up.
Murata again attacks and puts it up and in. Trayson Murata, back-to-back buckets. He's got eight. A lead back to five, 38-33 at 4:43 to go third quarter, and a timeout. It is a full, so we'll step aside. Five-point lead for the Panthers. Back in a moment on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
.443 to go, third quarter, 38-33. Five-point advantage for Royal Valley. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. So out of the timeout, back-to-back buckets by Trayson Murata, the 5'10 senior, now with eight in the game. Redhawks with the ball out of the timeout, trailing by five. Again, 4:43 to go, third period. Royal Valley looking for win number four. Redhawks looking for win number three. Panthers deflecting that pass out of bounds underneath. So Hiawatha will keep it. Boswell will throw it in. Left side underneath his own bucket. Gets the ball from the official, looking, tossing it over the top to Morton. And high left it goes to Rocky. Coming up on the halfway point of the third quarter. It's been a good one. Royal Valley, they dominated the second quarter. A 17-4 advantage, taking a six-point lead at the half, and they lead it by five here. About the halfway point of the third. Boswell a three, and it's nothing but net. First bucket in the second half for Cameron Boswell, 38-36. And it's knocked away, and Rocky comes away with a steal. Looked like the Panthers were about to get a chance at a bucket in transition, but it turns into a turnover. Now Keough nearly losing it. And now a foul here against McKenzie, reaching in on Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky shouldn't have been able, because he didn't reestablish himself in bounds. So that should have stayed with Royal Valley, because he went out of bounds when he poked it away. And
I think Chris Brown is arguing
that same thing.
He didn't
reestablish himself. He just came in and picked it up. And Royal Valley's kind of got the short end of the stick on a couple calls by the refs tonight but they're still winning nonetheless. But got a little stiff by the refs a couple of times.
Yeah, I think Chris Brown's had enough of discussing anything with the referee. He just told him to continue to ref, and he'll do his thing on the sideline. Out of that quick break, Redhawks down two, 38-36. We're past the halfway point of the third quarter. As they continue to face guard Boswell on the far side with Murata. Keough's got it in the corner. Now Rocky here on the wing. And not sure what they were doing with that, and it finally turns into a turnover as Royal Valley gets it up the floor in transition. Coleman is fouled. It is on the floor.
Yeah, I think this is going to be on Malachi Isaac, and it is. And that's number four on him, so it's going to bring Kappelman back in the game. But that time they went to a triangle and two with Rocky and Boswell being the guys guarded, so they're just going to make you beat him inside without Rocky or Boswell is the strategy that Chris Brown has now employed for the time being.
Near steal by Hiawatha, but somehow Torres gets it back, and he puts it up and in through traffic and the foul. How about Torres with a quiet 10 points here in the first half and a chance for a three-point play. Gets the lead back up to four at 40-36.
And they got Calvin, who just came in because he was just trying to help on the backside because Torres was wide open after someone went for a steal and he get fouled, but Frank is going to replace McKenzie. That might be a breather. He was one of the guys guarding Boswell and Rocky, so might just be giving him a quick breather.
So Torres makes the free throw. He's got 11. Lead back to 5 for Royal Valley. 41-36 with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. It looks like they continue that triangle in two. And it's going to nearly cause a turnover as Torres gets inside and is tied up with Morton. And it is going to be a turnover. Possession arrow back to Royal Valley. Nicely done by Torres. Yeah, you see this triangle in two, and I think the Redhawks not quite sure what to do with it.
Yeah, they're just making it a three-on-three game. They feel like their guys can finish. Torres is going to travel. They're saying it's going to come down to Torres, Coleman, and Ross versus Kappelman, Keough, and Morton. They're going to make it a three-on-three ball game. They're going to do everything they can to stop Boswell and Rocky from doing something.
Now, Rocky's a very good shooter. It's been a little quiet tonight, just four, but, of course, Boswell, one of the best three-point shooters in the league. They're certainly not trying to let him have any free looks. Morton inside, good. Touch pass to Keough, who steps in, and he lost the pass to Kappelman, who floats one from about 10. That one's no good. Keough gets the offensive rebound, using his body, spins in, and lays it up and in. Keough now with 10, makes it 41-38. 2:15 to go in this third quarter. Keough trying to rip it away from Torres, and he draws the jump ball and possession arrow back to the Redhawks. Another turnover by Royal Valley, make it 12 in the game.
Yeah, Torres just kind of fumbled the catch, and then he got tied up by Keough there. So it was a good pass right to the middle, but fumbled the initial catch and got tied up.
Thomas going to check back in here for Royal Valley. Torres will get a quick breather. Morton had to tie his shoes. So here's Rocky getting the ball back for the Redhawks, down three, late here in the third quarter, 41-38 on the scoreboard. And Keough in the corner, not sure what they're doing deep into that corner. Keough touching the sideline out of bounds, and a Redhawks turnover. 2:02 to go, third quarter. Panthers get it back, 41-38 is their lead. Redhawks once again showing pressure in the full court. And a long pass here to Ross, who had to save it from going out of bounds, able to do so, and they'll reset up top. Ross to Franks in the corner, tees up a three, off the heel, too strong, and Keough the rebound, nicely done there for Hiawatha. 1:38 to go, 41-38. Rocky up top to Keough, bouncing it left, handing it off to Kappelman there. Works it back towards the top of the key. Now Keough left corner. Thought about a three. Closed out quickly by Coleman. He'll get by Coleman all the way, and he lays it in. The big fella with 12 points and a little handle showing as well. 41-40. It's a one-point game. Now Coleman's trapped in the corner. Gets it over to Ross, who gets it up the floor to Thomas. Nice pass to Franks. Little two-on-two. Franks for two. No good. Gets his own rebound, and he puts it up and in. Franks with five, his first bucket of the second half, three-point lead for Royal Valley, 43-40 with a minute to go. And Rocky in the lane, little floaters up and good. He's got six, 43-42 with 50 seconds to go. Ross breaks the pressure, three on two, a no-look pass, and Thomas, an easy bucket at the rim. How about that feed, 45-42, a beautiful dime by Preston Ross.
And they've gone to a 2-3 zone now.
Boswell gets by, floater, no good, tips, Ross the rebound with 28 seconds to go, and it looks like they want to slow things up, potentially play for the final shot, as Ross backs it out, hands it off to Murata. 18 seconds to work, 45-42 Panthers here deep in the third quarter. Redhawks going man-to-man, 10 seconds, Murata drives, kicks, Franks, the left wing three, good! Lucas Franks from downtown, he's got another, make it eight for him. 2 seconds to go. Keough had it knocked away into the corner. That shot is not going to count. He did not get it off in time, and a good finish for Royal Valley of the third quarter. 48-42. Their lead is six, as we still got 8 minutes to go. We'll step aside. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Both teams score 18 points in the third quarter. The six-point Panthers lead at 48-42 as we get set to start the fourth quarter. And here we go. Panthers have it, the six-point lead. Going right to left. Here's Ross. Drive, left his feet. Able to get it back to McKenzie, up top to Murata. Now Frank's in the left corner, puts it on the dribble. Guarded by Kappelman. Torres gets it back up top. They reverse the basketball. Torres on a cut, not there. Here's Franks, baseline drive all the way underneath. Blocked by Morton, but it's put back up and in by Murata. Offensive rebound and a stick back and an eight-point lead. Kappelman coast to coast. He missed the layup. Morton gets the rebound and puts it up and in. 10 now for Morton, makes it 50-44 at 7:20 to go.
Hiawatha just gets up and down the floor. You can't be jogging back on them, or they're going to be scoring two right before you know it.
Here is McKenzie, left side. Ross will fire a three. In and out, no good. And deflected out of bounds. And they're going to say Torres was the last to touch it, so the Redhawks get it back. Coleman quickly back in for Royal Valley. Franks will get a breather.
Now, that was good minutes by Franks. Put up, had a stick back after he missed his own layup, and then he hit a big-time three for the end of that third quarter. He's going to come back into this game. Down the stretch.
8 points for Franks. Gets a quick breather. 50-44. Royal Valley by six. A minute into the fourth quarter. Redhawks with the basketball trailing. Boswell up top. One dribble left. Gets it off to Kappelman. Ball fake. Nearly traveled with it, but dumps it off to Keough. He's struggling with it on the left wing. Hands it off to Boswell. Coleman closing out quickly. Boswell gets it back. Deep left wing three. Short. Good. Boxed out and rebound there by McKenzie.
And they're back in that triangle into that possession, so they keep changing coverages on Hiawatha.
Dumps it inside. Here's Torres. Back to Ross. Good two-man game. Nice ball fake. Steps into a jump shot, and it's no good right off the front rim. And a rebound for Morton. Redhawks down six. 6:15 to go in the game. Kappelman back to Boswell. Boswell top of the key between the legs. Gets by Coleman all the way. Lost it, but a foul. See if it's on the shot. I think the ref says it's on the floor. I think that's Torres who picked up the foul. Team foul number four. First foul again on Torres. Morton has it on the inbounds pass. Rocky guarded here by McKenzie. Gets by him. And he is fouled driving from the right wing.
They got Ross that time at second, but Royal Valley picking up some fouls here.
Just one foul to give. That's team foul number five, so. And the Redhawks have only committed one foul here in the second half. So they got plenty of fouls to give. And a long pass is taken away. This is Coleman. Lays it in transition. Coleman now with 10 and a timeout on the floor.
Royal Valley's going to take a quick timeout here.
It's a full, so we'll step aside as well. 6 minutes to go in this game. 52-44, Panthers by 8, back in a moment here on KNZA.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, deer mineral, and attractants. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
6 minutes to go in this game. Panthers 52, Redhawks 44. Balanced scoring really by both teams. You got both teams that have three players in double figures. The Panthers have Torres with 11, Coleman and Murata both with 10. The Redhawks have 13 from Boswell, 12 from Keough, and 10 from Morton. 52-44 with 6 minutes to go. You see the Panthers changing things up defensively throughout the course of the game. It's bothered the Redhawks at times, but Kappelman gets a look from three. It's strong off the heel. Morton, an offensive rebound, gets it back to Kappelman, and he shuffled the feet, and it's called for a travel.
See if Royal Valley slows down the pace a little bit. An 8-point lead and kind of gone back and forth where Hiawatha scores a couple and they get it right back. But we'll see if they slow it down and shorten the game a little bit.
Preston Ross with it, left corner for Royal Valley. Gets it up top to McKenzie. Right side pass, Murata. They set it up for Torres inside, guarded by Kappelman, and they say he leaned down, and he's going to draw the offensive foul, does Kappelman. Torres picks up his second.
And that's a 16 foul, so let's see if Hiawatha is effective at the free throw line. They're 58% as a team, and 2-2 on the night so far, but they're going to be shooting one and ones, and then from the double bonus. I thought that might have been a little bit of a flop from Kappelman, but got the benefit of the call.
I think Chris Brown's going to give a good review on the officiating here tonight. He's had all sorts of issues with the officials. He didn't agree that was a foul either. Thought his player Torres was getting bumped a little bit with the elbows from behind. Redhawks working here, down eight, and Morton spins through, draws some contact, and he'll shoot two. Team foul number seven against Royal Valley. It looked like they get Ross here, and that's his third.
And that's seven, so they're now in the bonus, but those are the shooting guys going to get two, but Royal Valley's piling up fouls rather quickly here.
Morton just 35.7% at the line coming in. He hits the first here. He's got 11 in the game. His second is on the way. No good. Tipped near side, and Torres runs it down. So Morton goes 1-for-2. 52-45 Panthers with just over 5 minutes to go in the game. Redhawks back to man-to-man. Ross has it up top, crossing up to the free throw line, spinning on Keogh, kicks it back out. McKenzie a three, left it short, and they're going to get Torres. That's just not a good foul on Torres, and Kappelman will shoot a one-and-one. He was boxed out by Kappelman, and Torres just reached over from behind, just really unnecessary there. And
yeah, and Kappelman's an 85% free throw shooter, and he's averaging 9 points per game, and he hasn't scored tonight, interestingly enough, but putting one of their better free throw shooters at the line here for a critical 1-1.
Yeah, 11-for-13. Kappelman is at the line. Now make it 12-for-14. He makes this one. It is his first point tonight. Makes it 52-46. Under 5 minutes to go. And his second is on the way and good. Got the shooter's touch roll over the front rim. 52-47 with under 5 minutes to go in this game. Panthers clinging to a 5-point lead. Here's Ross, drives, kicks right. Now Coleman up top. Hesitating a little bit, not using the dribble. They bounce it inside to Torres. He lost it off his own foot in a turnover. Torres is not having a great fourth quarter here. Chance for the Redhawks to get a little bit closer. Kappelman drives, layup, no good. Morton gets the rebound and puts it up and in. 13 for Caden Morton, and it's a 3-point game. 52-49 Panthers at 4:20 to go. Here's Murata, right wing, drives in, kicks it out to Coleman. Coleman gets to the elbow, right back to Murata, right wing. Curls in the lane, and he is bumped and fouled. Just the second team foul against the Redhawks in the second half. It's going to be the second on Rocky. We got a 52-49 game with 4:07 to go. They set it up for Ross inside, and he is bodied up and fouled. Ross will shoot two. Good design on the inbounds play. The foul here is on Kappelman, his second. And Ross, who has been quiet tonight, just 4 points. He's not scored in the second half. He'll shoot two.
It's been a rough night for him, but on the first one, he's a 74% shooter coming tonight. He's averaging almost 13 points. He has five now, but first point of the second half. It's been a rough time going tonight, but luckily his teammates have been there to pick him up.
53-49 Panthers, 4:05 to go. Second short, and a 1-for-2 trip. Keogh the rebound. And Panthers cling to a 4-point lead halfway in and half to go here in the fourth. Here's Keogh right side on the wing. Rocky getting this one up top. Back to Kappelman. And again, another just kind of unnecessary foul. Just very aggressive for Murata trying to go for a steal. And he just barrels through Boswell, who's also had a good night with 13 points. And he'll shoot his first free throw attempts. It will be a 1-1, but that's the final in the 1-1. The rest of the way, Redhawks will be in the double bonus. And the first free throw by the lefty Boswell is good. And he's got 14. Makes it 53-50 with 3:49 to go. And the second is good by Boswell. And now 15 in the game and a timeout on the floor. 3:49 left. A two-point game. 53-51. It is a full, so we'll step aside back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We got a good one coming down the stretch here. The nightcap here at Hiawatha. Redhawks trailing Royal Valley 53-51. We got 3:49 left in the game. It's been kind of an up and down ride really for both teams. Hiawatha jumped out to a 7-point first quarter lead. Panthers came back with a 17-4 second quarter. Led it by 6 at halftime. Both teams scored 18 in the third. It was a 6-point game coming into the fourth, and now a 2-point game with 3:45 to go. See what the Panthers do out of the timeout, and they set it up for Murata on a drive, and he's fouled on the drive. He's going to be on the floor. They'll get Rocky here with this one. That is his third. Team foul number 5. Clock stopped at 3:40. Panthers whip it up 2. Murata into Ross, right block, turns inside through 2, layup's good, and the foul for Preston Ross. Dipsy Dew in a chance at a 3-point play.
We got Keogh, that's his first, but like you said, a sweet finish, adjusting in midair, and we have 16 fouls on the board, they only have 5. I'm in agreement with you. I have use a different colors here to tell the difference. I have 16 fouls also. Ross missed another one. 74% free throw shooters is 1-for-3 tonight.
55-51. They did announce the foul prior that it was team foul number 5. And then after that other foul, they said again it was team foul number 5. So not sure if there is a mistake. And they do actually put it up on the board. So 16 fouls. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. 3:12 and counting. Redhawks with the ball down 55-51. Boswell, hop step, missed the shot inside. A little bit of a body contact there. One of the call, did not get it. Ross the rebound. Important possessions as this game is going to limit up here. Down the final 2:43. Here's Murata guarded by Rocky. Into the corner it goes with Ross. Ross getting by Keogh. Reverse layup, no good. Was there a whistle? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, they got Keogh with the body, and it's going to be 2 shots. So now 1-1 for Royal Valley. But Torres is going to go right, or excuse me, Ross is going to go right back to the line. He's going to get 2. They call it on the shot, not on the floor.
These are big free throws. A 4-point lead, 2:45 to go. You get 2 freebies here, and the first one is left short.
Yeah, and like I said, 74% free throw shooter, but he's 1-of-4 right now. He's just been a rough night all around for him offensively.
And the second one in and out. He is now 1-for-5 at the line, and the Redhawks will take that all day. 55-51, 2:40 to go. Redhawks with the ball down 4. Boswell left side to Keogh on the wing. Jump stops there. Morton inside, guarded by Torres. Now Keogh gets a drive. His floater with the right hand is no good. Ross the rebound, and he is fouled. It's either going to be Morton or Keogh that picks up the foul. And it will be 1-and-1 time.
Yeah, they got Keogh, so he's quickly up to 3 fouls. He's picked up 3 in about 50 seconds here. And right back to the line goes Mr. Ross. And it's been a forgettable night from the free throw line so far. We'll see if he can knock down some clutch ones down the stretch.
2:26 to go. Panthers leading 55-51. Ross is at the line. He is 1-for-5 at the line. He's missed 4 straight. But he gets that one to go. Good shooters finally will find it to drop. 8 for Ross, the leading score for Royal Valley coming in at just under 13 per. His second, no good off the heel. He goes 1-for-2, 56-51 with 2:25 to go. Redhawks still some time, but it's getting limited. Kappelman a 3, he missed it. And a rebound collected by Lucas Franks. Gets it up to Murata And now the Panthers can slow it up a little bit with a five-point lead as we approach the final 2 minutes. Ross stops, pops from 10. Not this time, no good. Kappelman a rebound, no need to foul. Franks gets away from Kappelman. Kappelman up to Morton, body shot, no good. Battling for his own rebound, gets it underneath and draws the foul. Two shots coming up for Caden Morton with a minute 52 to go and his team down five.
Yeah, he walked across the lane without dribbling the ball. The refs missed that. Maybe they called a bobble because guys were poking at it low, but he went from the left side of the lane to the right without ever putting the ball on the deck. He's going to knock down the first free throw, though, so.
14 for Caden Morton. He's 2 for 3 at the line. Franks comes out. Ross is in. We get a timeout on the floor. It's a full. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, if you're just joining us, 1:52 left in this one. Panthers holding on here at Hiawatha. 56-52 is our score. And we kind of talked about it in pregame. We kind of expected this one potentially to be close, and it certainly lived up to the hype. And well, Hiawatha jumped out early, 7-point lead in the first quarter, but Panthers dominated the second quarter, led it by 6 at the half, and then 6 going into the fourth quarter. Now they lead it by 4 with 1:52 to go.
Yeah, and if Royal Valley's going to win this game, they have to improve from the free throw line because they're going to have to knock down free throws. They're 3 of 10 as a team right now, and Torres is 1 of 3 and Ross being 2 of 7. So, I mean, you're going to get fouled with the lead, so you got to find someone that has the confidence to step in there and knock down some free throws. But if you're Hiawatha here, I mean, knock down this free throw, you're down just one possession. You probably play it out a little bit and come down, and you don't have to get a three. You have plenty of time left, with almost 2 minutes to go.
So Morton made the first free throw before the timeout. He misses the second, left it short, tipped out of bounds. And I think it's last touch by Royal Valley. I didn't see a call from the official. Not one of the three officials pointed to the direction of where that one was staying, but it is Hiawatha ball, so they miss the free throw, but they get a possession. Down four, Rocky drives, missed it. McKenzie goes down. Kappelman gets a look for three, and he puts it in. Kappelman from downtown, he's got five, and it's a one-point game. 56-55 with 90 seconds to go. Just past 90 seconds to go. Panthers by one with the ball. Both teams in the bonus. Here's Ross, left side on the wing, down to a minute 15, drives in, bouncing it to Coleman. He'll hold it, wasting some time, down to a minute 10, guarded by Kappelman. Coleman gets it back, up top to Murata, 105 to go. Ross spinning away from Boswell, gets to the top, kicks it right, Coleman has it with a minute to go. 56-55 Panthers, there's the stoppage and the foul. Coleman will shoot a 1-1. Hiawatha foul in Kappelman, and that's his third.
Now, there's a critical 1-1, the last of the 1-1s, but Coleman, an 80% free throw shooter. I just talked about it. They ran about a minute off the clock there, but got to have someone that's going to be able to knock down some free throws if you're going to want to hold on here.
Coleman, 10 points tonight, 80% at the line. His free throw is up and good.
That's big time. You get your lead out to 2 there.
And you get the bonus. And as you mentioned, again, that's the final of the, or this is going to be the final of the 1-1s. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. Coleman is calm, cool, collected, no doubt. He's got 12, made them both. 58-55 Panthers with 52 seconds to go.
And you don't need a three yet. You have plenty of time to attack and play the foul game.
Down to 45 seconds. Here is Rocky. Dumps it inside. Morton lost it. And it's hit out of bounds. They say last touch by Hiawatha, and it's going to be Royal Valley basketball. I don't know. It looked like it might have been kicked out by Ross.
I think his foot might have been out of bounds or hit out of bounds before it went off of Ross.
So now Murata gets it up the floor quickly. Panthers by 3 with 35 seconds to go and the ball. Now there's the foul.
That's 4 on Rocky. Let's see if Murata can knock down this pair.
33.6 seconds to go. Trayson Murata will shoot 2. He's got 10 points tonight, 55% at the line this season. Chance to get this to a 2-possession lead with under 34 seconds to go. And he got the first. Nothing but net for Trayson Murata. Now another timeout's going to be called here by Royal Valley head coach Chris Brown. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 59-55 Panthers. 34 seconds to go. We're back in a moment on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton, and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, let's set it up for you. 33.6 seconds remaining in this game. Trayson Murata will have one more free throw for Royal Valley. They lead it 59-55. And what's been a very good game tonight between these two teams. Chance to get it to five with 34 seconds to go, 33.6 seconds to be exact. Murata fires the free throw, in and out, no good. He goes one for two. Keogh the rebound, a four-point game with 30 seconds to go. The Redhawks get it to Kappelman up top. He'll fire a deep three. This one is no good. Tip, Coleman has it. And he is quickly fouled. With 22 seconds to go, Coleman will shoot two.
And that was a good look for Kappelman. He just knocked one down. It was straight on and open, but unable to get it to fall. So not going to be upset about that one for Coach Smith.
So here we go. Another opportunity. Coleman at the line, and the first free throw, no good. Stays 59-55 with 22 seconds remain. Second for Coleman. That one is good. Coleman goes one for two. He's got 13 in the game. 60-55, 20 seconds to go. Redhawks running out of time. They need something, and they throw it away. Boswell threw his fingertips and out, and the Panthers get it back with a five-point lead and 15 seconds to go. Isaac's going to check back in here for the Redhawks. Haven't seen much of him in the second half. He had four fouls. Kappelman comes out. Royal Valley, they just need to get it in. Can't turn it over here, just get it in. Redhawks should foul. And there it is. Morton fouls Coleman. Coleman will shoot two more.
Yeah, that's just the first on Morton. So they have some guys that have three and four fouls. They're going to utilize Morton here, but they're running out of time and maybe out of chances with Coleman at the line. It was three for four, the 80% free throw shooter.
So Coleman to shoot two, chance to really put this game away. And he gets the first one to fall. He's now 4 for 5 at the line tonight with 14 points. 61-55. 14 seconds to go. He misses the second, so it stays a six-point game. Down to 10 seconds. Rocky, contested three. It's an air ball. Keogh gets the rebound, kicks to Isaac for three. That one is good, and a timeout. Well, 61-58 with 3 seconds to go.
And basically comes down to either you have to get a quick steal and kick it out for a three because you're out of timeouts, or you're going to have to hope they miss two and make potentially a half-court to full-court shot here, but it's not over. Try and get a five count maybe, but how about Isaac? Only scored 6 points tonight, but they've been two big threes and makes him 4 for 5 from downtown on the year, so how about that from Malachi Isaac?
All right, so for Royal Valley, again, you got to get it in.
Might even if Hiawatha gets it, you might want to consider throwing the Hail Mary pass here.
And if the scoreboard's correct, neither team has a timeout left.
I don't think they put that up. I think I have Royal Valley for one more.
They got one more?
I think that was the last one for Hiawatha, at least for me. And
okay, so it looks like both teams at least have a timeout.
They need to use a timeout if they get a five count. But I'd be considering throwing the Hail Mary to throw it down the court, because even if it gets intercepted, Hiawatha has to make a half-court shot at best, if not a full-court shot. So if I'm Royal Valley, I might just throw it down the court to Ross or Torres, one of your bigger guys, and put it up for a 50-50 ball.
All right, let's go. 3.3 seconds remain. It's a 61-58 lead for Royal Valley. They got to throw it in. Underneath the Redhawks bucket, go the full length of the floor. If they get it in, they'll be fouled quickly. Murata will throw it in. Ross, Torres, Coleman, and McKenzie on the floor lined up across the way. Parada looking, gets it into Coleman, and there he is. He's wrapped up and fouled with 2.5 to go, so 0.8 comes off the clock there, and Coleman can essentially ice this game if he makes one of these two.
Yeah, and they had Rocky at half court playing safety, so smart to just get it in. They had McKenzie on the deep ball, but obviously covered up.
And Coleman's first, he nearly airballed it. It's no good. 2.5 seconds to go. Again, he just needs to make this one and essentially put the game away. The crowd's getting into it now. The second is on the way. It's good. Coleman, ice in his veins. 15 for the night. And a desperation heave is no good, and the Panthers escape. What a win for Royal Valley. 62-58. And we got quite a bit to discuss. Our post game is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Panthers survive, and they sweep it tonight. 62-58, the boys' final. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Land Radio.
Well, back one final time as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Royal Valley with the sweep here at Hiawatha. Boys game fantastic down the stretch. Panthers able to hold on 62-58. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp. One final time, we'll run through the numbers here as our postgame again brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. All right, well, let's dive into the numbers real quick. Royal Valley with the win, now 4-3 overall. They are 3-3 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this as far as the scoring goes. Daniel Coleman led the way with 15 points. They had 11 apiece from Trayson Murata and Ian Torres. They got 8 a pop from Preston Ross and Lucas Franks. They also got 5 from Aiden McKenzie and 4 from Connor Hamas. Hiawatha with the loss, they dropped to 2-5 and now 1-3 in Big 7 league play. They got 15 from Cam Boswell to lead the charge. Caden Morton added 14 points. David Keogh with 12. They got 6 apiece from Ashton Rocky and Malachi Isaac, and also 5 points from Zachary Kappelman. Redhawks with 15 turnovers. Panthers had 14 in a game where it came down to some free throws and some defensive stops, but again, the Panthers getting it done nicely here tonight, and boy, it got a little tight for them down the stretch, but just enough to get done and walk out of here with a victory.
Yeah, I mean, they shot 9 of 20 from the free throw line, so you're going to have to improve on that if you're going to want to win some Big 7 games, especially on the road. But, you know, like we said earlier in the broadcast, when it came on, first came on, was it's basically the first game of the year, so kind of out of it a little bit. Your legs aren't as strong. You're not as well conditioned. So that might have affected Royal Valley down the stretch with some tired legs at the free throw line. But they're going to have to improve on those numbers from the free throw line if they're going to win. There's a good enough team that can stick around in ball games. We've seen that well enough. Hiawatha, I mean, you just go through too many stretches where you just don't score the ball efficiently enough or that well, and it kind of bit them. They had a great first quarter where they were up 7. They were dominating the game, but then you only score 4 points in the second quarter, and then you played them even in the third quarter, and you actually won the fourth quarter, but it's not enough because that second quarter just comes back to bite you when you lose 17-4, and that was pretty much the deciding factor in the game.
Royal Valley with the win, now getting set for a trip to Jeff West on Tuesday. Hiawatha will be back at home against Sabetha. Real quick, now time to announce our player to bank on. Player to bank on, again, our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Trenton, I'll leave this one to you.
There's a lot of different guys for Royal Valley that put up double digits, but I'm going to have to give it to Daniel Coleman. He went 5 of 8 down the stretch. He was a calm, cool, collected guy at the free throw line for him. He finished with 15 points and 4 boards, but you know, he was big down the stretch, and he ended up hitting that last one. He only went 1 of 2, but in a three-point game with 2 seconds, you just need one. And big-time game from Dan Coleman, helped him through the night, and especially with free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, and especially when Preston Ross was a little bit quiet tonight. The leading scorer did end with 8, but was, again, mostly quiet. So Coleman, again, a big 15 points, including the icer at the free throw line, as Royal Valley wins it again, 62-58. So it's a sweep for the Panthers tonight as the girls win big in the first game, as Royal Valley again winning the girls game 61-30, and the Panther boys in the nightcap 62-58 here at Hiawatha. Again, for both next Tuesday, Hiawatha back at home against Sabetha. Royal Valley will be on the road at Jeff West. For everyone for the Hiawatha Channel, Colin in studio, Trenton, appreciate it. Brandon with you. We'll talk to you next week for more high school hoops, but coming up in just a bit, it's the